And so decision makers have to be willing to make the decisions, the hard decisions, and to take the reality is that not every decision you make is going to be the correct one. But at least ask forgiveness for taking action rather than apologize for not taking action. I would rather be criticized for taking action and take responsibility or take the fallout for having made a decision than rather than stand by passively and let things happen around me that can be worse than any decision I made. So decision makers have to think in terms of leading your organization. Who are the strategic decision makers in your organization? Who are you going to select to lead the different critical elements in your organization? How are you going to identify them? How do you define their roles? What level of delegation of authority and of decision making are you going to give them? What is their scope of responsibility? How are you allocating the resources to them? How are you measuring and rewarding their performance? How are you providing feedback to them, coaching them and developing them and giving them opportunities to get out of their comfort zone, to develop their decision making and their analytical chops? How are you dealing with corrective actions and correcting behaviors that aren't working? Good decisions with bad data. Bad decisions on good data. Just plain inability to make a decision. How are you dealing with those things? And how are you reacting and acting to take corrective actions to make sure bad things don't keep recurring and that good things are repeated? You have to have a view of the future. Your organization is heading somewhere. There's a quote from Alice in Wonderland, and she's talking to the Cheshire Cat, and it goes something to this effect. It's not an exact quote, I'll paraphrase. Alice asks the Cheshire Cat what road to take. And he says, "Where are you going, Alice?" And Alice doesn't, she says, "I don't know where I'm going." He says, "Then it doesn't matter what road you take, does it?" And that's true in an organization. If you don't set a goal, you don't set an objective, then any activity that takes place, I guess, is a positive activity because it's any road you're taking. But if you have clarity, you know what you want to achieve, you know what the organization is supposed to look like in your mind's eye this year, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, then you want to have that vision. It's clear, spelled out, measurable priorities, timelines, milestones, and you need to be able to convey that to your team, to your organization, and make sure they get it. Make sure that they're engaged with you in looking at the environment, looking at what the business is doing, looking how things are changing, look at where you need more capacity or different skill sets. Look at people that are doing fantastically and can be promoted because they have the skill sets, the experience, the desire to do that next level job versus promoting someone who, in that Peter principle, you just keep promoting them and they eventually get to a point that they are ill-equipped and unable to do the job that they get put in and that damages the organization. So you want to be focused on the future with every part of the organization engaged in learning and adapting. We want to encourage change in the organization at every level, every day, learning, making adjustments, putting in new things, new systems, adopting new technology where it makes sense, making wise decisions to save money here so you can invest in going to the next level in another part of the organization. You want to analyze opportunities in your environment. You want to decide what actions to take, and you want to act. You want to evaluate those results. You want to take that information and learn from it and share the learning throughout the organization. You want to adjust your strategies, your processes, your systems. You want to rebalance your workforce. You want actions that create results. And if you aren't willing to act, someone else will be. And usually it's your competition. So failure to act means you're accepting whatever the product of other people's actions are going to be, the products of their decisions, the products of them being proactive. I remember meeting with a competitor. I started my business, it's almost 18 years ago now. And a competitor wanted to meet with me. And I said, "Oh, I'll be happy to meet with you." And so we were talking about how my business was growing so rapidly and becoming so well known. I was getting customers from around the country, Canada and Mexico, and they were still staying at pretty much a local company that had some different offices in different places, but they weren't really, it was almost like they were franchised or licensed little groups because each group did its own client base. They didn't do things to benefit the entire organization, but the same rules and restrictions, particularly the restrictions on what they could do to market their business, were in place for everybody. And I was meeting with a gentleman, and he was asking me how I was marketing my business. And I was like, well, I'm writing a lot. I'm doing a lot of speak engagements. And he goes, yeah, I can't do that. We're not allowed to do that. I said, well, you know, I'm doing this with the website. And mind you, this was almost 20 years ago when we weren't blogging. I was constantly putting up new content. I was out and about. I had an article on a website or on a newsletter or a publication pretty much every day of the year for almost 5 years. He goes, yeah, I can't do that. So I kept telling him what things I was doing to market my business and build the reputation and expertise positioning. Yeah, I can't do that. And I said, well, I guess the question is, does your organization want to grow and take actions, or are you just going to let what everyone else around you does decide who comes to you for business, who's going to be your customer, because you're getting the customers no one else wants? And he goes, yeah, I know that's what we're doing, but I'm not allowed to change. I don't have the authority to change how we do business. I just have to survive inside of the structure. And I was like, well, when the business goes out of business, and it did not too long after that, because every competitor was doing something more. We were moving towards new ways to market, new ways to share information, new ways to build expertise, new ways to use software and systems and websites. Everything was changing, and essentially that business was still stuck in the 1960s. So we need, as organizations, as teams, to be willing to change how we do things. And we do that by looking at what our competitors do, what other industries do. We benchmark best practices, and we look at taking responsibility for taking action, for measuring success. We involve others in decisions. We view our successes and review our results to see what we can do better. We strive every day to embrace our success. We value our results. We value the future. We view it as an opportunity, not something to be avoided. Change is something we embrace. And so we embrace successes along the way. Success is a journey. It is a verb. It is an action. But there are milestones along this journey that we are taking that we can look and say, hey, look, we hit this intermediate goal. We hit this milestone. We now have 300 employees. We're now generating $10 million in business. Whatever those metrics and those milestones are, we were able to donate 10% of our profits to our favorite charity, to our cause. There's so many things that we can do to measure our success and celebrate it as we go along, because those successes will motivate people to go for more success, to learn more, to be empowered and engaged in the organization. So ultimately, success, financial success, profitability is a result of our actions, our decisions. We're in the driver's seat for our success. And so when we're sitting there setting our objectives, that's the S. We are taking action, that's the T. We are embracing our results, and we're reviewing our results to make sure that we know what worked and what didn't. We're involving everyone in our organization in the process of being better, performing better, being successful. And ultimately, we know where we are today. This is the point. Our destination was 10 years ago, we wanted to be where we are today. Right now, this is where we're starting from. Where do we want to be 10 years from now? So today's performance and capability is our foundation. It's where we're leaving from on our journey. And we know our destination, that objective we want to get to. And now is the time to decide to take action, to strive to achieve that success. So success doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen because someone else did something for you or held you back. Success is a product of perseverance and focused effort. And your company needs to strive every day to achieve your definition of success. I'm Lee Strickland. This is Focus on Business. And until next time, everyone, stay focused on the important things.